Yep.
Isn't it night, like more of like a short view in a different
Well, it's a comments, right? It's a comments. Right. So the question
is... different ways to count the comments also.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know exactly the difference. Is it big comments, little comments?
Yeah, I think I was just excluding the patach. That's really, I wasn't.
Does it matter? Be careful to be noi sounds like a.
Well, noi. Yeah. Again, I wouldn't. My articulation is not so clear. So I wouldn't be medayik in that. But you're correct. It should not be a cholam. It should not be a nun vav yud. We would pronounce noi like noi mitzvah. So noi is not the pronunciation.
Noi.
Right, that's correct.
Any other question?
Yeah.
Daf Yomi?
What about?
Should you do Daf Yomi?
Everybody,
yeah?
You know, it's a good question. What we used to say is every person should give a Daf Yomi share, but it's not always good to go to a Daf Yomi share. For Magid Shir, Daf Yomi is very, very good. You push it, cover ground, you got to prepare. It's a good thing. I gave a Daf Yomi Shir for 25 years. I gave it for a very long time. And unfortunately, once you stop doing it, it's very hard. When I first came I wanted to keep it up, and I push it was not able. Now it's already, unfortunately, I'm out of the rhythm. I would suggest an Omid Yomi was probably a better thing. Meaning, if you're learning two Siddurim, Be'in, I think a Daf Yomi might be too difficult. And if you're not going to Chazer, it's Yatsa Schareh Behefseda. But an Omid, if you have a schedule of Chazara, it could be very, very good.
Okay, what's a good Chazara?
Huh?
What's a good Chazara?
Well, you got to figure out, there's all these schedules, but I think that you should learn something that you could at least Chazer it totally every Shabbos. So Shabbos is a day. In fact, the Gemara even says...
Okay, what if you learn during the week or do on Shabbos?
Yeah, that's correct. The Gemara even says that Shabbos is miyuchad for chazara. The Gemara even says that it might be... there's a mandam that you're not supposed to even learn something new on Shabbos because it'll be matriach you, it'll be matrid you, but the chazara you should be able to do. Yeah. I mean, as a general rule, you know, I've said this many, many times already, that we all have to... try to be marbe ar yedias in Torah. That it's really a chaval that a person could learn for so many years and not know a lot. It can happen, just not know a lot. A few blood here, a few blood here. And even what we learn, we don't remember. And I include myself, and I don't mean to look down on anybody. So a person has to have yedias. We're so fixated, what do they say? We're so fixated on learning how to learn that we never learn. But at some point, you got to learn. You know? What do they say? They say a doctor is not somebody who studied medicine; it's somebody who practices medicine. A lamdan is not somebody who knows how to learn, but someone who learns. You know, so it's so whatever it'll be, whether it's Omid Yomi, whether it's Daf Yomi, the Iker is. I spoke to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky many, many years ago, and he told me it was apropos of a whole long discussion. But he told me. That the Iker thing that gives a... Because people always say, you know, I don't have cheshek, I don't have geshmak, I feel I'm not growing. And people look for different ways to grow. Maybe more bekias, maybe more this. He said that, according to his view, the number one thing that gives a person cheshek is when they feel they know something. And he said, if you chazer what you learn, and you chazer it, and you know it good, that's going to give you cheshek. If you knew 20, and I'm sure you do, but I mean, if a person knows 20 blad of Gemara, knows it well, with Taisus, that's a tremendous geschmack a person have, you know, 20 blad, you know. So he says to the Iker, and so he said it wasn't even a big deal to him, it's Bekias, Ian, this and that, this derech, that derech. The thing that gives a person a cheshek is the chazara when a person has a sense of Yediyah Satayim. So the problem with Daf Yomi is, on the other hand, you know, it's tremendous that you're learning all of these things, but if you're doing so much and you're not able to chazer it, so that's the chisaron. That's going to be the chisaron. Why, is there a push for Daf Yomi? Yeah. That's done. Okay.
With all the sense, you should do two Daf today.
Revolver says it, Ali Shore?
Yeah. In Shabbat.
Really?
Yeah. I said, I'm going to finish asking, but I just every 2 years.
You know, if you can, you can. I'm just surprised with all the help that that was within. In other words, he wasn't limiting it to Mitsuyanim. He's saying every person could do this.
If you do that in Bakir, say, let's say Bakir say that he's.
Does he talk about Chazar? Does he talk about Chazar?
He says Chazar as he did it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you have to be Mishar. All I'm saying is that for many people, Dafyomi, they're not able to Chazar. I mean, if you're able to do it and do more, it's fine. I mean, when the Brisker, just give an example. People think the Brisker Derek, you know, is all, super Ian, etc., Dr. Sticky Ian, and you never cover ground. When the Brisker Rav was given Shiurim, so he gave him a week, you know, whatever it was. The Brisker Rav did not have a big yeshiva. The Brisker Rav had a maximum, maybe at 25 Talmidim. It was not, but to get into the Shiur, you have to, in fact, it's interesting. During World War II, just to digress, during World War II, when the Brisker Rav was in Vilna. So the Panovitcher Rav had a son who already had the exit papers to come to Eretz Yisrael. He had asked the Brisker Rav for a year to get into the shir. The Brisker Rav said no. And the day that the son was going to leave to Eretz Yisrael, the Brisker Rav just sent him a shaliach. There's a place open, you can come. So he went to his father and says, what do? I have a rishayon to go to Eretz Yisrael. Father said, forget about the Rishayon, go to the Brisker Rav. He learned with the Brisker Rav for a year. At the end of the year, he couldn't leave. The Nazis were already there. It was too late. He was killed. And Kol Yamav, the Panovitcher Rav, was Bitsar Gadol because he said, I lost my son, but I feel I'm responsible. Because my son could have left. I told him to stay. His mamash, imagine how a father feels. But at one point he said this only once, but then he said, but you know, I don't know, he says, for my son's Ruchnius in Gan Eden, it may have been Kedai to have a year learning with the Brisker Rav. So he said, imagine how tortured it would be for any father to live with this. But be it as it may, the Brisker Rav would typically give people a week. In other words, before he would say Shir, he'd give you a week to learn Gemara. So this was Erchim. Erchim is a Shver Masechta. So he comes in like after a week and he starts giving Shir Daf Tesvav, which is two bad a day. So somebody coughed and said, well, Rebbe, you know, we're not quite up there yet. He says, not up there. I said, but what have you been doing for the week? So apparently the Brisker Rav held also two blot a day. They say later he changed it to one blot a day, so he would start Daf Zayin or something like that, you know, whatever, right? But, you know, it really is this Katnu Hadarus. Maybe not. Maybe it's we've convinced ourselves. In fact, even Rav Chaim said, the Velta makes a mistake, they're not able to learn fast. Rav Chaim said this. They're not able to learn fast because they're not used to learning fast. They're used to pressure. He says, if you margle yourself to learn fast, you can think fast too. That's what he said. He said, you can think fast too. You just get into a system of not being so slow on everything. All right. But we do have to all have a commitment to Yediyah Satayra in different ways, and that does require learning a lot of Gemara. When Rav Cheskel Abramsky walked by and he saw a younger man who had like seven Svarim, Rishonim and Acharonim, so he says, is this what you did in the morning Seder? He said, yeah, it's seven Svarim. I was looking at it. He says, it would have been Kedai if you would have Chazered the Daf Gemara seven times. That would have been more Kedai. Yeah, see. Okay. Anyway, I'm kind of violating my own words, but let me tell you a shtickle horror. We have in this parsha, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis. And in the mitzvah of tzitzis, everyone knows, although not from this parsha, but from Parshas Ki Seitzei, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is one of the makairis of Esei Deicha Laisase. Because the Torah says, Gedilim Taselach. You have to make the gedilim tzitzis, and then it says, or actually before it says, Lo silba shatnes, tsemer upishtim yachtav. So Chazal darshin smuchim, that even though there's an isser of Lo silba shatnes, but for the mitzvah of tzitzis, I say, the assay is deicha the laisas. The Rambam explains, and this is mukhir from many sugyas, it's not the Rambam's chiddush, that what is the ukimta of asei deicha loisasa. So the Rambam says, it vadai does not mean on a talis shel semer I can put sitzes of pishtan, because why should I be able to do that? When do I say asei deicha loisasa? That's only if there's no other way to keep the mitzvah unless I do the aveira, so I can do the aveira. Here, on a talis shel semer, I can wear sitzes shel semer. Moreover, the Rambam says, it also doesn't mean on a talis shel pishtan, let's say b'zman hazeh, when there's no techeles, I could put sitzes of semer, that I vada I cannot do, because here too, is efshel l'kayim shneim, because I could substitute with pishtan or cotton sitzes. So the Rambam says, the only ukimta where esei docha leisase is when you have techeles, and techeles has to be wool. Techeles is a wool that is dyed the tzeva of techeles. So if you have a beged shel pishtan, the only way you could be mekayim the mitzvah of sitzes of techeles is with sitzes shel semer, so that semer could be deicha the isser of shabbos. Now Taisus asks the kasha, and the Rambam says lahalacha that that is the case. The tzior of esei deicha loisase is the techeles on a beged shel pishtan. Because on a beged shel semer, you don't need us. You don't have the chiyah because I don't need to be ivor. And bizman hazeh, when we have lavan, I also don't need to be ivor because on a beged shel pishtan, I can use a sitzes of pishtan and the like. Now Taisus and Ksuvus does ask the kasha. B'chayra, even on a beged shel pishtan, why do I matir esei deicha loisase? B'chayra, I could do the mitzvah with a beged shel semer. Meaning, I have a beged of pishtan. So you're telling me the only way I could do the mitzvah with this beged is to put stitches of semer, of techeles, but I don't have to do the mitzvah with this beged, I could do the mitzvah with another beged. So Taisus answers, that's not called Efshel L'Kayim Shneiyah. Because since every beged that you're lovesh is a separate mitzvah, in fact that is the makor of Rav Scheinberg's chumrah, to wear 100 things, although Maisa, it's an interesting horror if we don't ask him that way, but because he said every beged, I think he based it on this Taisus, every beged is a separate kiyam mitzvah, so the kiyam mitzvah on this beged is lo yitachen without sitzes of semer, so that's called efshel l'kayim shneim, and I say esei deicha leisase. Now, there is one other case of kliyam where I say esei deicha leisase, and that is by Big Day Kahuna. Right, a Kayin has to do the Avaida in Big Day Kahuna. And the Avnate, right, the Avnate, the belt, the Gartel, is Kalayim. Right, the Gartel is made with wool and linen woven together. So the Gemara says, just like by Kalayim with Sitzes, is Esei Docha Losase, so too by Big Day Kahuna, we say Esei Docha Losase, and the Kayin does the Avaida wearing Kalayim because it's Esei Docha Losase. Now it's interesting that there's a famous machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, by Big Day Kahuna, and in fact the first siman in the Beis Halevi, in the Tshuvas Beis Halevi, is devoted to this machlekes. That is, if a kayin wears Big Day Kahuna shelo b'shas avaida, does he get malchus for shatnas because of the avnate? If he was given hasra. So the Shitas HaRambam is that since B'emesin it's Shatnas, but the Torah says the Asay is Deicha D'Leisasa, so when is it Mutter? Only B'Shas Avayda, when you're doing the Mitzvah Sasay, but Shalei B'Shas, now again, right after you finish the Avayda, you're not going to get Malkus, because that's another principle, like Nidna Torah L'Malachi Asharis, right? So you have to have some time to take it off, but if you're Masha, and you could have, and you had enough time to take it off, and you did not, and you were given Hasra, so the Rambam says you get Malkus. And Kal V'Chaymer, if you were Leivish L'Chatchila, Shalei B'Shas Avayda, you would get Malkus. See, the other case is a little more complicated, actually. In other words, I gave you two cases where you might get malchus. The first case I gave you was he put it on for the Aveda and then he didn't take it off. Now you may wonder, well, why would he get malchus for that? The chayra, the only lav he did was not take it off, and that's a lav she'ein bo maisa. But if you look at the Gemara in Makkos, you see from the Gemara in Makkos, although maybe it's not a right, yeah, that if there was a shear, if he was given hasra, and after the hasra, he continues to wear the garment long enough that he could have been poshet velovesh, however long that takes, not that long. So the Gemara says that's rechen de maisa. So by Kalayim, if Adam warned you, don't put on shatnas, and I put on shatnas, and they kept on warning you, take it off, take it off, take it off, and you don't take it off, you will actually get malchus, multiple malchus. Malchus for the maisa of levisha, and malchus for not being poshet, because not being poshet is gilu your poshet, when there was a shear, is gilu your poshet belovesh, poshet belovesh. Now, I'm thinking out loud now. So I was thinking the same thing would be true by Big Day Kahuna if the Adam warned you after the Avodah to take it off and you didn't. I would apply the same Yisayit that if there was a Zman of Poshet Velovesh, but maybe that's not a good Dinyan. Because Tisus is Masbir, that the reason you get multiple Malkus is because the original Levisha came through a Maisa Aveira. So maybe you only say the Svar of Poshet Velovesh when the Maisa Levisha was Be'Aveira. By contrast here, where the Maisa Levisha was Beheter, Epshir not. I don't know, I'm a Sukkot. I don't have Achra on this. But on the other hand, the one case where the Rambam for sure says you'll get Malkus is if I'm a Kohen and I stop and put on the Big Day Kahuna, Shalom B'Shas Aveida, the Rambam, and I got Hasra not to do that, the Rambam says I get Malkus. Because the Rambam learns, Big Day Kahuna is only the Chuya, the Mitzvah is Deicha the Yisr, but it's not Chutra. It's not Chutra. The Ravid, this is in Klei HaMikdash, the Ravid is Chaylek on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, Big Day Kahuna, even Shiloh B'Shas Aveda, are Hutra Lagambri. The Torah basically says it's not Shabbos. Although, the Velt learns the Ravid holds it's Hutra Lagambri. The MS is, the Lashon of the Ravid is not at all Pasha, because the Ravid says, the Kayin is not like a Bamikdash. It's Mashma that the Ravid is saying the Svara only in the Mikdash, meaning even Shalom B'Shas Avodah. So it's not so borer what that means. But the Velt learns at least that the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ravid is Kalayim Bebigdei Kahuna Hutra, or is Kalayim Bebigdei Kahuna Dechuya, Dechuya. So the question would be, would this be a similar Machlekes by Tzitzis? Because here is the Nekuda. Let's say I have a Beged Shel Pishtan, and I need techeilus, right? And the techeilus is semer. And I'll essay deicha loisasa, I can have kalayim mitzvahs, because that's the only way I can be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, would I be allowed to wear such a beged at night? Now, let me go back a little bit, because there in fact is a machlekes rishenim. Actually, this is a machlekes that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Hilchos Tzitzis, so you may be familiar with it. The Gemara says in many places, Laila loves Zman Tzitzis, right? We know Laila is not Zman Tzitzis, but there's a fundamental machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush. What do we mean by Laila loves Zman Tzitzis? The Rambam learns Pashut, that you're chayiv in Tzitzis in the daytime, and you're not chayiv in Tzitzis at night. And that's why Tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei shazman gerama, that women are peturis, because the Torah describes tzitzis as uri isa maisai. It has to be shayach to have a riya without artificial light. Azezak to Rambam. But you know, the Rush has a very big chiddush. The Rush learns from Pekir that it is not toloi on night or day, it's toloi on what type of clothing it is. Ksusyai means a garment that is normally worn in the day. You're chayiv in tzitzis even at night. A garment that is normally worn at night, you're chayav in sittis. I'm sorry, you're putter in sittis even in the day. According to the Rush, if you put on a talis at night, you would be chayav in a bracha. You would be chayav in a bracha if it's your talis. Again, not that, right? According to the Rambam, if you put a talis at night, you're not chayav. So the reason why we normally don't want you to put on your own talis at night is because you're machnis yourself. It's a suffik bracha slatla. You don't make a bracha, but you're machnis yourself into a suffik bracha. So if you're davening for the amud, you bedafka do not wear your talis at night. You take another talis, and you're samech on the shittas that, although that's also a suffik, but you're samech on the shittas that on the talis of the kahal, you don't make a bracha. It's a talis shul, or you borrow somebody's talis. Right? You see? And on Yom Kippur, where our minog is, we wear our talis at night. That is why you do atifas talis before shkia to make a bracha. But according to the Rush, we'd make a bracha. All right. But so according to the Rush, the techelis question is not a question. Of course I can wear it because I am a chayiv in the mitzvah of sitches even at night. If this is a ksus that is normally worn in the day, it's not pajamas or whatever. But the question is like the Rambam. Like the Rambam that learns, and the Rabbi's not chayiv, look at the Rambam in this, like the Rambam and the Rabbi that learn that Lila loves mansisses, would I be allowed to wear kolayim betzitzis at night? So it's interesting that the Rambam seems to go with shitase. In other words, kashem that the Rambam says big day kahuna is dechuya and not hutra. And if a kohen wears the big day kahuna shelo b'shas aveda, he gets malchus. The Rambam similarly says, if you wear kolayim betzitzis at night, you would get malchus for shakas. The Rambam says it fairish. What's interesting is the Ravid, however, is not chaylik. So l'chari, I don't have a territory. One kashi you might ask is, if big day kahuna shalei b'shas aveda, the Ravid says is hutra v'gamri, would the Ravid say the same thing by techeles in sitzes at night? The chayre seems to be a similar type of question. That is, once the chayre is masalik the yisur shatnes, is it a getter of dichoy? The mitzvah is it is an avera, but the mitzvah is daiche? Or is it a getter that the chayre took off the yisur of shatnes from this chepsa? The chayre should be the same thing. Now, the fact that the ravid is not polig in Hilchos Sitzes, you might say he's being simech on what he wrote there. On the other hand, that's a little mudna because what he wrote there is after. You would normally assume he would be masig in the first place where he would be masig, and then he might be simech on what he wrote earlier. But it's a little bit of a deichik to say he didn't say it here because he says it later. You know, people, maybe you'll never get to the later, right? All right, so I don't know. This is something to be miyashiv. But I want to share with you a har of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim actually he brings some Rishayim that actually say that they go like the Rambam, that big day kahuna is the chuya and you get malchus. They go like the Rambam, and yet they paskin the techeles at night is mutter. Even though they don't go like the Rush, they go like the Rambam about Lila's Mansikas. So that's a contradiction, right? To say that big day kahuna you get malchus, but the techeles is mutter at night, that's a contradiction unless you go like the Rush that Lila is referring to Ksus Yayman, Ksus Lila. So the Prima Gadim says a very, very interesting mahalach. Now again, it's not a mahalach in the Rambam because the Rambam Taka says you can't wear it at night. But it's a mahalach like some other Rishayim. And he says, you know, there's a big machlekes about shatnes, right? What is shatnes? Shatnes is the other word for kolayim. And shatnes is shua tavoy venuz. So shua means combed. The threads of fiber are combed. Tavoy, they're woven into thread. And nuz is understood as it's woven, a weaving into a garment. As it has to be combed, spun into thread, and then woven, weaving. So Rabbeinu Tam is a tremendous chumah. Rabbeinu Tam's kula is that Shatnes the Araisa actually says the wool and the linen have to be combed and spun into thread together. That's a tremendous chiddush. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Tam, ruba deruba deruba deruba, 99.999 of shatness is not shatness min haTorah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if I take a piece of linen, I take a jacket, the jacket's wool, a wool jacket, and I simply sew a linen lining, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not shatness, it's the Rabbanan Asar, but it's not shatness the Araisa, because the wool and the linen were not spun into an actual thread. In fact, it's not benimsa. I mean, I don't think they even make such a product where the wool and the linen get spun into an actual thread. That would be expensive. Now, and he says that was the Avnate. The Avnate was that way. The Avnate Gufa was the wool and the linen were spun, right? So this would have been a Tom Skiddish. Most Rishayim say no. Shua Tavri Venuz does not mean together it has to be Shua Tavri Venuz. It just means the wool and the linen separately have to be Shua Tavri Venuz. And then if they're sewn together with Shtei Tekifos, two stitches, that's already a Chizah. Okay. So, Frech Taisus Akasha and Rabbeinu Tam. If min haTorah something is not shatness, unless the wool and the linen themselves are Shua Tavri Venuz, why do you need a pasuk to matir kalayim mitzisis? It's not kalayim. Meaning, if I take the cheles wool and I simply loop it through my beged shel tzemer, I'm sorry, my beged shel pishtan, I'm connecting it, but they weren't spun together as one thread. So it turns out min haTorah it's not shatness. If min haTorah it's not shatness, I don't need the heter of esei docha lo sasei. To give out the kikashin Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam's answer is the following. Normally it is emes that something is not a heftza of shatness unless it's shua tovi venuz. But the balt, it's a chibor le'inyan tzitzis, since the Torah considers the tzitzis and the beged to be one chefza, right? The Torah says, put tzitzis on your beged, it makes it one chefza. So Rabbeinu Tam says, since it's a chibor le'inyan tzitzis, it's a chibor le'inyan shatnes. And mimela, I would have a havamina, I can't do it. Be Aveira, Essay Dokalo, it's over there. Kamash Malan, Essay Dokalo Sasa. So Zak the Prima Gadim, the Gavaldiga Iloya Shechat. So it turns out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, be Etzem, Kalayim B'Sitzis is not Kalayim. It's only Kalayim because Nida'ach Shavei Rachamana, the Torah considers it a Chibur Lenin Sitzis. It's a Chibur Lenin Shachas. So the Prima Gadim wants to say, when is it a Chibur Le'inyan Tzitzis? When you're Makayim the Mitzvah of Tzitzis? At night it's Mutter. So it's not Mutter at night because of the Raivit Svara. The Rambam Taka holds when something is Shatness, it's only Dechoya, not Mutter. But the Pshat is, it's only Shatness in the day. At night it's not Shatness. So Mimela, it's not that I need the Isser Shatness to be Hutra. The Pshat is, there's no Isser Shatness at night because it's not considered a Chibur Lagabi the Kim of the Mitzvah. Gavaliga, Chap, based on this Taisus. But again, the Rambam Vadai rejects this because the Rambam Beferish says, if you wear Kalayim Mitzvahs at night, you get Malkus. And the reason the Rambam rejects it is Pasha, because the Rambam doesn't follow Rabbeinu Tam's definition of Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, anytime you have a kesher, either two stitches or a knot. So tzitzis has to have a kesher shel kayama. So that's Shabbos. In fact, it's interesting, Shaila, about, again, Shabbos requires a chibur. So for example, if I wear a jacket, a wool jacket over a linen shirt, that's not Shabbos, even if they're touching, right? They can touch. Wool and linen can touch each other. As long if they're not mechubar, it's not a chibur, right? So that's not a problem. So, one question is about a necktie. That's an interesting shayla. If I have, let's say, a linen shirt and a woolen tie, right? So I tie the tie, so there seems to be a kesher between the shirt and the tie, is that called a kesher? Because a kesher is one of the ways you're mechaber shatnas. Or do I say that Ubalde Tai is omed to be taken apart, then by definition it is not called a Kesher Shel Kayama, and therefore it's not a Chibur Lagabe Hilchos Shatnas either. Kishem, right, the same svaras that say you can make the Tai in Shabbos. Mehai Tai Magufa, it would not be a Chibur Liyin in Shatnas.
Isn't that like
a Zera
on silk? That it just treat it like either wool or linen?
No, halacha not that way. There's a mandiyama, but halacha we don't have such a gzera. Why, you remember hearing it? Halacha such a gzera? Yeah, we're not dying that way. So according to that, you can't wear a silk.
If you say they're tying a tie.
So I'm saying it's even mucher for a wool and linen, mamish. It's not.
Same as we watch Mashiach, because every tie is made of silk.
Right. I hear. What is the Maisa? This was a Maisa with the Stipler, famous Maisa.
Socks. Huh? He wouldn't wear woolen socks because
right.
His shoes
might be tight. What was he afraid of?
His shoes might be tight with linen. Might be sewn with linen.
No, I understand, but what was he afraid of? Where was the chibur?
No, so I thought it was a darbonon that if you're wearing one garment on top of the other, you can't remove one without removing the other. It's considered a darbonon.
I'm going to have to check that. I don't know if we pass like that. The Maisa I was thinking is a different, slightly different Maisa. This is the Maisa with the Shidduch. When the Chazon Ish made the Shidduch that the Stipler should meet his sister, right? Rebbetzin Kanievsky Sr. was the Chazon Ish's sister. So he knew the Stipler, such a great Gavur Rabba and the Vardik, such a Mitzuyan, and Eloy, and Yuri Shemayim. So the Stipler met his future Kala, and the Chazon Ish asked her afterwards, how did it go? And she said, I don't know, he came into the room, he fell asleep. So what am I supposed to do? So the Stipler, so the Chazon Ish calls in the Stipler and he gives him Teichach. He said, you're mechuyev to make a good impression, how can you just ignore? So he said, I feel very, very bad. He said, but I had not slept for 36 hours. What's the pshat? Because apparently he had to take a really long train, and normally he figured he would sleep in the train, so he had learned he stayed up for 24 hours. He had to take like a 10 or 12 hour train ride. He stayed up for 24 hours learning, figured I'll sleep 10 hours on the train. When he gets on the train, he was bumped to first class as opposed to coach. In Europe they have very fancy trains. And in first class there's fancy upholstery, and he was chayshesh, he would be sitting on shatnas. So he stood up for the entire 12 hours, and he had been up 24 hours, and he travels 12 hours standing up. So he says, I just collapsed. So the Chazon Ish told his sister, he says, this is the person you vowed I have to marry. That's Yiras Shemayim. Now, what is the din of sitting on upholstery? So this already is the Gemara in Beah. The Oraisa, sitting on the upholstery of Shatnas, let's say I sit on a couch that's woolen linen. Tarubis, mamish, even like Rabbeinu Tam, Wola, Shua, Tavri, Benuz. Minatayra, it's mutter. Because the issue of Shatnas is not if it touches you, the issue of Shatnas is Levisha, wearing. So being on a bed, being on a cushion, being on a pillow.
Is the same issue with like thin carpets?
Yeah, all of that is mutter. But Midrabanan, you're not allowed to sit on soft fabrics, because the soft fabrics, press down and come up. And therefore, there's a chashash that it may cover
you. That applies to the carpets as well?
That could apply to carpets as well. Yeah. The only thing is, it may not apply if it's only going to cover your shoe. That's the nafkamina. If you go barefoot, there'd be a problem. Barefoot would be a problem. A shoe gufa may not be a problem. I don't know why a shoe would be a problem if it covers your shoe. Chazal's chashash.
If you wear like an outer jacket, it's just like that. Why isn't it just like that? So, sir, you can't wear an outer shoe. Like, you have one shoe, but then the carpet's a second shoe.
That's an interesting question. Could I wear shatnas rubbers, whatever? Let's say I had a shoe over my shoe. So I had a shoe over my shoe, or a shoe over my sock.
You might have a jacket, which is over
a sock. Jacket. Hurry, you're right. Even if it's not right, there's no din. It has to be. It has to touch my bosor. But it does have to give me hanok. Right, the effort, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
If you're going to say it's like a bar, it, then in the bush, it's something that's called the bush, then how could a couch or a carpet be, have a din in the bush?
No, no, so the Gemara says. Yeah, I understand. So the Gemara says because of if it goes over you, so it resembles like a surah
salvation. If you're in a house that's made out of shadows.
It's not, it's not over your body that way. In other words, when it's a soft, see, if it's a hard material, even when it goes up, it doesn't drop. And we're talking about materials that kind of can literally cover you in some ways. So he was machmer. He would not sit in there. Okay. All right. Maybe we'll stop here. All right. Take care. You know, somebody told me it makes no sense to me. Somebody showed me the times for Tzeitzer Kechavim. Yeah. And we daven before Tzeitzer Kechavim.
Yeah.
What sense does that make?
I don't know.
It's like five minutes before it says. I mean...
I don't know. Can
you
hear my
message?
I don't know.
I mean, everybody has to say... I mean, number one, we're mafia.
Then you have to make an announcement.